grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Sure is. And on the phone, we have old mate Chris Fowley, all the way from Wellington.
All the way. G'day and good afternoon.
Can you see that buzzy little fountain thing?
Did I see what?
Can you see that trippy fountain thing that just drips the water everywhere in there?
Oh, mate, it's right in front of me. It looks awesome. No, it's nowhere to be. I have no idea what you're talking about. But I do love Wellington. I love it down here.
No, you don't.
And I'm just humouring you. I've been down here meeting the Ministry of Health and MB and a few other players and movers and shakers and really trying to suss out our medical cannabis regulations and the referendum model and so forth. And it's certainly an exciting time to be involved in cannabis law reform right here, right now in New Zealand.
Is it... Are you having, are there less sort of overseas visitors?
Less overseas visitors?
Yeah, with what's going on with this epic flu.
Oh, yeah, well, hey, I tell you what, there was a big hemp summit planned for June in Rotorua, and the hemp summit that was last year or the year before in Wellington was awesome and really kickstarted a huge number of things, and we're really looking forward to it. It's actually just been cancelled because most of the international speakers were dropping out and not able to come.
Yeah, right.
So that's unfortunate. That's been rescheduled as May of next year, 2021. But meanwhile, there's the MedCan Summit is next week in Auckland on the Wednesday and Thursday. And hopefully that's still going to go ahead. There's a bunch of interesting international speakers and things coming over for that. It is $500 a ticket, so it's for people who are super keen, I guess, and want to learn more. And hopefully that will still go ahead. But
get
I would
those
say,
grunty connections, eh?
Yeah. And no one likes to share, not that it's a sharing joint kind of conference, but that's something we've got to think about in the lead up to J-Day.
Okay.
So J-Day will be coming up on the 2nd of May. It's always the first Saturday in May. Sorry,
is there a glass joint holder I can just put the joint in and then pass and then take it out?
There actually is. I tell you what, we sell them down at the hemp store. We have the glass ones, just a little product placement. We also have these silicone ones called a mouthpiece. And just the other day, we were pleased to supply a bunch of mouthpieces to the Needle Exchange so that they could start giving them out to people who are getting cut lips and broken lips and spreading diseases.
Oh, good man.
So anyway, it's all good. It's all good harm reduction, but it's something we're going to have to bear in mind for J-Day. So we're going to have to work out a plan.
I don't want
people to come to J-Day and share their joints.
I think it's quite good. I think it's going to look quite classy.
It's going to be have your own J-Day, right? So... Or it's my J-Day. So now, so come on to J-Day with your own J and have your J to yourself on J-Day. And don't share your J on J-Day.
From what I've seen...
stay at home and have your own J-Day at home.
From what I've seen, there's enough DAC to go around.
Well, that's right. That's right. People only really share to be social.
Yeah.
And so what we'll be saying at this J-Day is don't share to be social. In fact, keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Keep your bugs to yourself. And but come along and show your support.
You can kind of just sift around and almost passively smoke at J-Day sometimes.
No comment. But hey, the big news of the week, I was trawling through the news, and to be honest, we're in one of those weeks where there hasn't actually been a hell of a lot of news, but the story of the week really was some coverage of the consultation workshops that the Ministry of Health has been holding for people wanting to enter the medical cannabis industry. And the reason why these workshops are being held, some people are saying, oh, look, they're all about business and not about the patients, but actually... the whole scheme is about the patients. These workshops, though, are to try and ensure that, well, if this is going to happen, how do we help as many local people be successful in the industry as possible? So it's not just imports and foreign corporates,
because
they're lining up, trust me.
Yeah.
But how do we actually give the local people...
Well, they're
people
lining up and they've already got...
They
already know what they're doing, you know? Like, they've already got, a plan and they're all sorted, you know? So it's almost like you need to break new ground for, the local person, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was part of this workshop, was really explaining the thing to people and giving them the information they need to make this sort of decision. But, of course, some of the media coverage was focused on complaints about fees being too high and these sorts of things. And for a bit of balance, if we do look at what the fees that were first proposed have actually been reduced by a third. And there's been a bunch of other things been put into it, really at the behest of myself and the New Zealand Medical Cannabis Council doing some really good, I'd hate to call it lobbying, it's more like suggesting constructive solutions. And if they're a good solution, then it isn't any lobbying required because it's just obviously the best solution.
Right.
So we've got some really good things in there. For example, the ability for illicit growers or currently illicit growers will be able to declare their seeds and make them legal and then enter the legal industry as a nursery, like a seed merchant supplying other people. And to get involved in that, all you have to do is have a handful of seeds in your wardrobe or whatever and just register. So
I've got that.
It's like a very low barrier to entry. You don't have to build a $1 million lab or anything like that. It's perfect little business model for the small-time grower who's always been up in the hills doing their thing.
So,
and this is the way that they can get involved.
There's actually
a whole bunch of really cool parts of the scheme like that that are really aimed at helping little people get involved in the industry, which is great to see.
Potentially the route I'll take as Big Hungry Bug. Sort of needs to.
Oh yeah, okay. We got the brand right there.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, you won't be able to advertise it, being a medical product.
Well, I kind of just did, so.
Yeah, true. And you've caught me up in your rule breaking. Damn it! We'll put that brand on hold for the referendum, perhaps.
Okay.
And of course, that's what we keep coming back to is a lot of the problems that people are having with hemp or with medical cannabis, thinking it's too restrictive or whatever it is. A lot of this will be resolved if we vote yes in the referendum. So, for example, even if pharmaceutical medical products stay expensive under the medical scheme, once we pass the referendum, or if we pass it, a patient will just go into a shop and buy some and just pay like a food price, you know. So medical access is going to be one of the main benefits of a yes vote in the referendum.
Yeah, it will inevitably become a lot simpler.
Yeah, right on.
Okay.
And, mate, I think that's about me, but
no,
otherwise, just to wish you well from down here, and yet again, I've heard from locals here that Wellington has the finest weed in the country. I had to
challenge say, accepted.
You're just absolutely full of shit there, but let them believe that, and let them prove it. I say we need regional cups, and we need a contest, and, you know, bring it on, Auckland versus Wellington.
Let's do it.
You know, let's settle it.
Rugby's dying, we need a new sport.
That's right.
All right, Chris Fowley, thank you so much,
mate.
You just take it easy down there. We'll see you later.
Okay. Cheers. See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.